Well, I came along really because, first of all, I value the history that's behind it. That's the LTA conferences, and it was good to see this year's programme was very much focused on assessment for learning, which I think is absolutely at the core of what our students experience. So coming along and trying to pick some new ideas, some thoughts for me personally in respect of how I might change my practice for next year. I teach over 150 students at first year level, so I focus very much on using assessment to drive the learning process. So first of all, the first day, Monday, where we had a keynote speaker getting us to think about the key principles about feedback and assessment, was good to remind myself about the key characteristics of good assessment. And some of the things in there certainly made me think again about my own practice and to begin the process of thinking about what I might change for next time. So it was a sort of opportunity for replanning for next year, and a good chance to discuss with colleagues around the table in buzz groups about ideas for practice. So the first day was great. I didn't get to everything that was on the programme, but I did target giving audio feedback and using electronic feedback through email systems using assessment criteria. So I've already trialled both the John Kirkwood system, which has been further developed in the LTA, and an external system based at Liverpool John Moores, and it was good to hear how the LTI is developing that that sort of process by adding on to it the chance to give audio feedback, which I want to experiment with this next year. So that was a good opportunity to look at that. It was a good opportunity also to explore what's meant by portfolio assessment. And I think I discovered that my current practice is in fact a portfolio assessment. I hadn't quite appreciated that, but I do lots of little assessment tasks, and it was good to see that in the context of that particular model. So I'm going to take away from the assessment week personally some objectives for my own practice, but alongside that I wanted to make sure that in my role as head of LTA for the Faculty of Development and Society, I could make sure that we connect up what exists in the TALI team with all the action planning that's going off at the moment for our faculty about how we might improve things for next year. So those were the key outcomes for me.